فتى إلا ليلى سيف إلا ذو الفقار لا فتى إلا ليلى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today in tradition number 32 for 110 lessons for life from the commander of the faithful Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, we want to look at the topic of the best of actions. Now before we look at the tradition, we know that there are many different sayings which have been narrated from the infallibles where they tell us what are the best of actions. Some talk about the salat, the daily prayers, as being one of the best of actions. Other traditions talk about other aspects, other forms of worship, which are the best of deeds to be performed. And all of them are all correct in their own context in which they were spoken, and on their, obviously, their gradation of importance. Today in the tradition from the Commander of the Faithful, let us look at what he says is the best of actions. And again, keeping in mind the context in which he was speaking and whom he was speaking to. In this tradition, we read the following statement. In one sitting, he, Imam Ali, taught his companions 400 subjects, which would be of benefit to their next world and this world. And one of the topics which he taught them was actively awaiting the succor, and do not be despondent from the mercy of God, as indeed the best of actions with Allah, the Noble and Grand, is to actively await the succor. One of the meanings of the word faraj, or the succor, which has been mentioned in this tradition from the Commander of the Faithful, are any difficulties which come up in the life of the individual, whether these be of the material nature, of the transient temporal world, or they be of a religious nature, difficulties that we face in any aspect of our lives. This is one of the meanings, is to actively await the deliverance from all forms of challenges within our lives. And obviously this also ties into the topic of patience or fortitude, that we need to be of those of fortitude and firm resolve when we go through life challenges. Because these challenges that we are going through, as we know, are a test. They are, in many cases, examinations directly from Allah to see how truthful we are to our covenant with Him. So this, in the beginning, is one of the meanings of the faraj, of the succor, of this deliverance from the difficulties that we find ourselves going through day in and day out. This is also clearly manifest within the life of the Prophet and the early community of believers, that they were going through many difficulties in the initial stages of the development of the religion of Islam. And as we know, they went through many battles, including, for example, the Battle of Ahzab, the Battle of the Confederates. And in this battle, again, many times the believers may have almost felt hopeless, that they were not going to be victorious or successful in the battle. But we know that eventually, through the blessings of God and through their own firm determination and the wisdom and guidance of the Messenger of Allah, that they ended up being successful and victorious in many, if not all, of the battles that they went through. But obviously, as this tradition also mentions, that we should never be despondent of the mercy of Allah, that God's mercy, His compassion, is also ever present, but we need to bear the difficulties with patience and fortitude and that spiritual stamina. The second meaning of this term faraj, the succor, the advent, this deliverance from our difficulties, is related to the relief of our difficulties through the hand of Imam al-Mahdi, the 12th Imam, the Imam of our age, may God hasten his advent. And we see that there are many, many traditions from the Prophet and the Imams that followed after him that tell the believers that one of the best of actions, the most beloved of actions with God, is to await the advent of the 12th Imam, to await Imam al-Mahdi. And so when we look at the hadith from this perspective, we see that the Imam Ali is actually telling us that yes, we will go through difficulties, and the believers need to be ready to face tribulations and challenges within their lives, but they need to await the advent of the Imam, the 12th Imam, Imam al-Mahdi. May God's peace and blessings be upon him, and may his advent be hastened. But here also a challenge comes up, and this question is posed by many scholars, that what does it mean to await the time of the Imam? And scholars tell us that there are two forms of waiting. There is a passive and an active. Passive form of waiting would be, for example, when we go to our doctor and we're told to take a number and take a seat. And we know that we cannot speed up how quickly we can go to see the doctor. We need to wait for all of the patients before us to be cleared, and then our turn will come in the in that line, in that sequence. So here in this act of passive patience, passive waiting, we can't really do anything. But our scholars tell us there's also an active form of patience, an active form of waiting rather, in which we are preparing the groundwork. So for example, the parable that is given is if a person inviting friends over for dinner. When you know that you're going to have a bunch of friends over for dinner, you'd make sure that the food is prepared, you'd make sure the house is cleaned, you'd make sure everything is ready for your guests to come in and to sit and relax and enjoy, and then they can help you out with little things, you know, picking this up or picking that up or getting something from the fridge or what have you. But you wouldn't expect your friends to come over and then you make them cook, you make them clean, you make them, you know, do the dishes, this and that, all these things. And so our scholars tell us that the active form of waiting for the 12th Imam for this deliverance is that we do what it is that we can do at an individual, a family, a collective, a societal level to hasten and to help in the advent of the 12th Imam, to help in the return of Imam al-Mahdi. And in closing, when we look at the concept of this deliverance from our difficulties, especially how it relates to the advent of Imam al-Mahdi, we have to understand and appreciate that we have to be of those again who are actively seeking to be delivered and to have our grief eliminated through his advent. And this means that we also have to be individuals who are working our best and striving and struggling to remove any of those things which he himself will come to eradicate and destroy from society. And that we have to do our best to be the role models of the Islam, to follow the teachings of the Quran and the sayings of the Prophet and his infallible successors, and that we are doing the utmost that we can to help in any way in the support of our 12th Imam. And when we do this, then as the Imam says, that we are actually performing the best of actions, which is to await the advent, await the succor, await the deliverance of our difficulties, but we are doing so actively through helping ourselves, helping our family, our community, and our society to reach that level of being ready to welcome the Imam of the time with open arms. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali,
Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya سيف إلا ذو الفقار علي 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 علي